Lori Graham is a first-time candidate.
Next one we're looking for is 1251.
She's campaigning in Northwest Wichita, and today she's got help from a couple of teenage volunteers and a list of Republican voters.
What I have is the list from the Kansas GOP.
Graham looks down at her smartphone, where a map shows each Republican household in Senate District 27. She walks up to one door and rings the bell.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Lori Graham, and I'm running for state senate.
Okay.
When Rick McIlvain opens the door, Graham tells him that she's a small business owner, and that she feels taxes in the state are too high. She says the Kansas legislature could use some fresh faces. McIlvain says he's been focusing mainly on the presidential election.
Boy, you can't do any worse than what we got running for president, that's for sure. What a mess. It's like the Jerry Springer show.
The presidential race won't be on the August 2nd ballot, but Graham convinces McIlvain to turn out for the primary election anyway. She'll be facing current state representative Gene Sullentrop. He's got name recognition, and she doesn't, which is why she's been knocking on doors like this since January. Right now, it's just her and a handful of volunteers, but if she wins the primary, she'll get help from all of the precinct captains in the district, which could be 80 people. More than 45 Republicans have already signed up. Their names will be at the bottom of the ballot for the primary, when committee men and women are officially selected.
I didn't even know what precinct committee people did before I started running for Senate. But motivating them helps to motivate their friends in their neighborhood.
Sullentrop initially owed his House seat directly to precinct captains. When his predecessor stepped down in 2009, it was precinct captains who had the duty of appointing a replacement. But their primary job is to work the phones and pound the pavement to get out the vote for their party. The Republican National Committee recruited thousands of precinct captains ahead of the 2014 midterms. Here's RNC Chairman Reince Priebus on C-SPAN in March of that year.
We have over 12,000 captains right now, nationwide. Those captains have teams of volunteers whose job it is to maintain lasting relationships with sets of people in their communities, listening to their concerns, making sure they hear issues that these voters care about.
The GOP would go on to take back the U.S. Senate that year, and the RNC credited hundreds of grassroots campaigns, which benefited from precinct committee people. Kelly Arnold, chair of the Kansas Republican Party, remembers this well.
Elections are won in the precincts. So on a national level, we know that building a very large operation for our precincts and making sure our precincts are filled helps all candidates up and down the ballot.
But the majority of precinct committee positions, both for the Republicans and Democrats, aren't filled. There are about 100 fewer precinct captains in Sedgwick County for the gubernatorial election in 2014 than in the 2012 presidential year. The vacancies can make it hard for political newcomers like Lori Graham to get elected. Democrats, in the minority across Kansas, are at a particular disadvantage. Kerry Gooch is the executive director of the Kansas Democratic Party. He says it's been hard to recruit precinct committee people because, unlike on the Republican side, most counties don't have their own Democratic organizations.
So our first big push was to grow county party organizations all across the state.
Three self-described geeks in Wichita are trying to build up armies of support, especially for Democratic candidates, by mapping every precinct captain position in Kansas. Click on one at precincts.info. You'll get a link to the candidacy form. Along with his two fellow geeks, Matt Lee has sent in his application to be a committeeman.
In a perfect world, I would like to think that I will run contested against many people for my precinct. And it would be great if there was an even better candidate than myself.
The deadline to file is June 1st, so we'll know soon how many precinct captain positions will be filled. In Wichita, I'm Sean Sandifer.